Okay, so in the past few years, I've actually been interested in what the human brain, what makes the human brain go, right? So coincidentally, my other interest correlates with exactly the topic that I'm going to speak about today in this podcast. Now, not going to pretend to be some psychiatrist or PhD because I'd look like an idiot, but what I've concluded is that social media and a lot of media we consume every single day is causing the equivalent to emotional brain damage. And my goal is to outline how your brain works in order for you to actually achieve your goals, align your habits and create daily programs that will actually get you further towards your goals. So let me explain. The best way to explain this is to picture yourself and right now and then picture yourself in the future. Essentially, there are two outcomes. You're either going to become pissed off and angry you didn't achieve your goals, or you're going to end up content and happy with the life you have lived and the successes you have achieved. But first, before we get into that, we need to think about your brain and how you exist as a person. In order to do that, we're going to think of your brain like a giant computer. So when you think of a computer, you have the big tower with all the wires, the pieces inside. This is what processes the information. Then you have the screen that shows what you see going into your computer and the processes it spits out. And then you have a keyboard and mouse that allows you to input what you want the computer to do. The brain works identical to to a computer in the sense that you have your conscious and your subconscious brain. The conscious brain is the little voice that helps you make the decisions and decides what you want to focus on. And that's you. That's what makes up you. It's what you're experiencing right now. Then you have the subconscious, and this runs all the background processes. Right now, as I'm speaking, you're listening to this, you are doing an unbelievable amount of processing, breathing, heart beating, stomach digesting. All of these are done without you actively thinking. But that's why whenever you travel to new places, you are overwhelmed by all the new sensations. And that's part of your brain's internal programming to actually process all this information. The room you're sitting in right now, you've probably been in hundreds of times, and you're comfortable being there because your brain's already seen this set of code many, many times. Think back to a time when you've traveled overseas or to a big city, and your family or whoever you were traveling with was speaking to you, but while they were busy talking, you're actually too busy looking at the scenery than to actually listen to them. This is your brain writing new programs, and your conscious mind being overwhelmed by the subconscious. That's why when you're a kid, everything seems cool because you're writing new code, and that now nothing seems cool because you're stuck in the same routine over and over again, and you've seen that set of code every single time. That's why I'm going to get into further into this podcast, but now let's get down to the nitty-gritty details. But just to, as a disclaimer, this isn't an exact science. I may be off on a few numbers, but essentially I'm just going off the truth that I've found that helps me make these decisions. Sometimes I've had to overcome some hard truths, but hopefully it'll allow you to realize some things as well as I did. So, in a couple of books I've read, that the subconscious mind is thousands, if not multiple thousands of times more powerful than your actual conscious mind, which makes sense based on what I just explained, right? But my point is that your subconscious is way more of a part of who you are than what your conscious mind is. How you move your eyes, how you move your hands, how you breathe. This is all handled by a part of you that you don't even pay attention to. It runs off of the programs you've given it since you were a kid. How your brain is working is exactly how you've input things in the past, and that's what your subconscious will decide what is worth handling on its own, and then what you need to dedicate your actual thinking conscious on. And all of this happens in just milliseconds. It's amazing when you really think about it. But in order to think of this correctly, as I said, you need to think of it as a computer. What happens is in an event will happen, and then you're faced with a yes or no question. Just like on a computer, you have yes or no questions in code that determines what pops up on your screen. So essentially, your brain asks, is this what we're looking for, or is this not what we're looking for? Obviously, doing this one at a time would take an insane amount of time. But if you have this similar process firing millions of times an hour, then your brain is left with a decision-making model for future decisions. This is the premise of AI or deep learning that people are developing all over the world. Obviously, that's the dumbed-down version because I don't know how to make an AI either, but that's essentially the premise of it. But stay with me here. AI is not known, born knowing the difference between a cat or a dog. However, whenever it's shown multiple pictures over and over again and taught what to answer, then there is a decision based matrix that it can make future decisions off of. When it's shown more pictures and given more data, then you'll be at, then it makes better decisions, right? Same goes for your brain. So the habits that we build is based off yes or no questions, and they get answered by a chemical in your brain called dopamine. Whenever you encounter a decision that you need to make, and it's a yes, then dopamine will be released. Whenever it's a no, no dopamine will be released. And that is how your decisions are made and how you're driven to make these same good decisions in your brain's mind over and over again, right? But then on top of that, we have hell yes, which actually floods the brain with dopamine, and then hell no, that pumps it with cortisol, which is actually the stress chemical. So the way that addiction can work is that a huge rush of this chemical dopamine is released and it becomes outside of your control. The same way that when you touch a stove, you will immediately react and take your hand away from the stove without thinking because it hurts. These addictions are built on the back of dopamine releases in your brain. The way that the conscious decisions work is based on external feedback. So when you're shooting a basketball and you make it, those same neural patterns required to make that shot are saved, connected to a dopamine release for future reference. So based on this theory, 95% of our behavior is dictated by subconscious patterns. Then why wouldn't you learn how to change these programs, right? In order to be a successful person, you need to learn how to trigger dopamine when you're behaving in ways that will get you closer to your goals. That's what I'm going to try and explain to you now in the rest of this podcast. So I'm going to look at this from an athletic perspective to try and relate more to the people actually listening to this. And if you're still here listening, I actually applaud you because you've proven that you aren't a slave to the exact dilemma that I'm talking about. Anyway, as an athlete, on the court or field, you're faced with many micro decisions that make up the entire game you're playing. When you win a game, a huge flood of dopamine hits your brain, and that's why you're addicted to winning. But in terms of micro decisions, those are registered as a yes or a no. For example, in basketball, when the defense is playing close to you and you're not able to receive the pass, it is the instinct of all good players to cut backdoor for a layup. I feel like that's a pretty easy concept to understand. So let's answer the question, how do you use this information to be successful? Well, let's take Kobe Bryant, for example. One of the greatest, if not the greatest competitor we've seen on a basketball court. He was addicted to winning. There's no question about it. But what that allowed him to do is actually push through all the trials and tribulations that basketball faces someone with and allow him to overtrain these small yes and no micro decisions. He became a master of his craft because he could withstand the difficult times enough to train his system to be a great basketball player subconsciously. Now, obviously, you aren't Kobe Bryant, but neither am I. But we both have the same exact mental makeup as someone like him. We're all working with the same chemicals. You just don't know how to harness them correctly, at least not yet. So in order to train our subconscious, we need to understand that the programs it operates, like the programs that it operates from, are actually written using the input we allow into our brains. So if you allow bad things in and label them as a yes, let's say, for example, you eat a pack of donuts every morning, they're designed to be addictive and release dopamine. You're going to keep going back and repeating that program over again. That program being one donut won't kill me, but one every day eventually will. Your subconscious is essentially your bitch. You can essentially train it how you want it to. You're in control of your input, which, as I said, writes the programs for your subconscious. So from shitty input, you're allowing your brain to label things that aren't helping you towards your goals as a yes. You're never going to achieve your goals and be who you want to be in the future. Now, let's get into how this can help you. Have you ever tried to out willpower something like a diet or a workout or a class? Your brain is screaming, "Get me out of here." That's because what you're doing is against the programming you've given it your whole life. Now, a majority of people, even myself, are programmed into negative thinking due to the way that society is built. Society is built by people who are currently at the top. And what do people at the top want to do? They want to stay there, right? So it doesn't logically make sense. Doesn't it logically make sense that all the social media and all the programming put out by these people are positioned to make you program yourself negatively? For example, Photoshop magazines and models will make you think that you're fat. Guys on social media are flexing cars and planes and chains. They're gonna make you think that you're broke. People posting about depression and then receiving mountains of likes and comments, giving them the attention that they desire, is going to make them believe that depression is good. So, based on that, how do we change our programming? Well, based on everything that I've already gone over, the way to improve your subconscious is to control what you are inputting. Social media, Netflix, negative people, haters, whatever it is that is causing you to speak to yourself in a self-deprecating way, is actually causing you to be a failure in life. That's where the saying, I think, therefore I am, comes in. You're literally what you think about. So your consciousness, the thinking, speaking part of your brain, actually has the control of who you are, and that's how people change. But now that you know that you can actually control it 100%, let's try it right now. I want you to picture your favorite bad food. It might be donuts, it might be pizza, whatever it is. I want you to take your time to fully picture it. Now imagine that I come along and spit directly in the middle of your favorite bad food. Now, if you picture that over and over again, eventually in reality, when you come across this food, you're going to be sick to your stomach when you try and eat it. That's you labeling it as a no in your brain. But keeping that in mind, if you aren't actively programming your mind, you're going to end up keeping falling back into that shit zone of your part where you either are now or you don't want to end up in. I've had this so many times. I was constantly distracted. I was addicted to getting high. I was addicted to messing around and doing pointless things on my computer that would essentially get me nowhere in the long run. But in the short term, they would release that dopamine in my brain to get me to the comfort point that I liked. So how do you avoid the shit zone or the realm of shitty things that you always fall back to? Well, there's two programs you have a choice of using. Negative.exe or success.exe. Now, if you've lived your entire life negatively, it'll absolutely suck and be tiring to do anything that is positively programmed. But in order to change your programming, you need to understand that these programs are run to serve one thing and one thing only, which is your ego. We're all doing things to serve our ego or protect our ego. That is why the majority of the things that give you dopamine are the things that are labeled as egotistical or arrogant. So you need to learn to drop your ego and overcome it in your own mind to look at yourself from a different perspective that would allow you to understand why you do things that you do. To give a personal example of mine was playing basketball, right? Originally, I got into playing because I'm a strategy-based person. That is the thing that releases my dopamine. The X's and O's of the game were what fed my receptors of dopamine over and over, constantly trying to beat the game. And that's what drove me to train. I just wanted to beat the game. But nowadays, the way I see basketball is from an egotistical standpoint. I had to protect my status that I had created in my own mind. I'm a good player, therefore, if I play bad, my ego gets hurt. That was the program that my brain was running. Once I took the time to look back at myself, I realized that was stupid, actually hurting my performance in the long run, and it actually drove me to not want to play. Now that I am able to admit that, I am able to actually go back to playing and enjoying the sport that I like. And there's no ego-based goal to actually playing. I can go back to looking at it from a strategy standpoint, and the better you get at solving the micro decisions, the higher you'll actually end up playing in sports. So back to the point, when you're focused on negative things around you or doing things from an egotistical standpoint, you're putting huge amounts of stress on your body. You're actually fighting against your own programming, which will in turn make you less healthy, less focused, and less successful. Examples of things that are dragging you down would include going on social media just to get into arguments, hating on other people who are more successful than you, watching negative-based television. The one that I'm going to focus on right now for people in my generation is social media because there's an epidemic of ego reinforcement. The reason you post on social media is basically because you're attempting to reinforce your ego by sharing what you're doing. When the likes and comments come in, that's the dopamine is released. Now you're going to create these programs to actually crave this attention once this happens. This is where it becomes a slippery slope people are not aware of, and their ego is easily manipulated by the things on their social media feed. Fake news, outrage media, and fear mongering are all things that we see, especially at the moment, and they write this negative programming into our brains. So what you have to do, if you want to correct your patterns to create any form of good habits, is actually remove your ego from social media. Use it to connect with friends and enjoy, sure, but don't simply post just to get likes. It's an amazing tool that can be used to educate and help others, yet we use it to consume bikini pics and post crazy pictures of houses and Lamborghinis. That's all just ego reinforcement. So to wrap up, like a semi-long rant, what I want to get across to you things is start positively programming yourself to form good habits. Start erasing negativity from your life, and don't post or do things just to serve your ego. Better yet, become aware of what feeds your ego and starve it. What these three things will do will actually align your habits with your goals and create programs so each morning as you wake up, you autonomously start acting as a successful person. You don't need to force yourself to do anything, you're just living successfully. That is the secret to actually becoming successful. I hope this helps at least one person achieve the goals they want to achieve. Thank you.